This is Max Entman, and I'm here with Dan Rundy. He's the director of the new Project on Prosperity and Development at CSIS, and we're speaking after a November 19th conference he hosted titled Entrepreneurship in Challenging Times, Implementing Expeditionary Economics. Dan, I wonder if you'd tell me why you thought it was so important to highlight the role that the private sector can play in development efforts so early in your time at CSIS.
Thanks, Max. I think that expeditionary economics, or encouraging private sector development after a conflict or an emergency situation, is a central part of the long-term reconstruction of a country. It also is critical to helping change the calculus of combatants to return to civilian life and remain in civilian life. So having a growing private sector and having the prospects of jobs in the private sector are very important from an emergency response standpoint in the medium term, and also from a conflict standpoint and a geostrategic standpoint. And you've seen donors think about these issues after the South Asian tsunami, thinking beyond the CNN effect. After the first 30 or 60 days, there's an immediate need that's often met through the public, but then there are the much longer-term challenges and how resources are used, who uses them, how we use resources in the sense of making use of grant monies to help set up microfinance banks or help set up SME banks, to help provide training for individuals, to help people participate in supply chains after a conflict or after disaster. These are all very important activities that go on all the time through USAID, through the corporate sector, and also sometimes through the military sector. The reason I thought that this was an important time to have this conference was there's been a confluence of actors in the philanthropy world, in the multilateral world. There's what's called a WDR, a World Development Report, that's coming out shortly from the World Bank on the topic of conflict. USAID and the State Department and the Department of Defense have spent the last 10 years really looking at and having to engage in a number of very difficult situations, challenging situations, both from a conflict standpoint and also from an emergency response standpoint. I think of the South Asian tsunami, the two emergencies in Pakistan, of course, the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, so as well as Liberia and Colombia. So there have been there's a body of learning and knowledge. There's been an increased interest from the part of the military, but also an increased interest from the U.S. State Department, as well as ongoing and increased capacities on the part of USAID.
Picking up on that, Dan, one thing I thought was really interesting in a separate podcast I did with Michael Levitt, he's a senior director and vice chairman of the board of directors at CDC Development Solutions. He refers to this whole concept of expeditionary economics in kind of a different context, which is that of corporate social investment. You hear a lot about corporate social responsibility, but he talks about framing it in terms that I think private sector companies are more willing to get behind. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. My friend Michael Levitt is really an innovator in the private sector development space, and was somebody who started Citizens Development Corps, which then became CDC Development Solutions, and now it's called CDS. And Michael is somebody who also started what is known as Business for Social Responsibility, which is a well-known business organization that helps companies think about their social responsibility in the world. So Michael brings many years of thinking about the role of the private sector and the large corporate sector in development issues and in social issues. And what I think is interesting about this topic of corporate social investment is Michael's model at CDC is a combination of volunteers and professionals working on a number of different sectors. He's worked in the tourism sector. They've worked in the supply chain sector, working with large oil and mining companies. And they've gotten funding from the U.S. government, from the corporate sector, and from the U.S. military, working both in conflict and non-conflict environments. And one of the takeaways is then companies want to be engaged, not just writing a check to do philanthropy. I think most companies have a much more sophisticated approach to engaging in society, engaging societies, engaging in their communities. And so Michael's been able to work and partner with these very sophisticated players. He works with IBM, which has one of the largest, what's called the a service corps, which is, it's beyond volunteerism. It's not volunteerism, but it's making use of IBM's experts all over the world, hundreds of them. It's the largest service program of any corporate in the world, and Michael's organization has the lead on helping to place these very qualified people globally. And it's a corporate development and retention program for IBM, but it's also a business development program for IBM, and it's also a branding program for IBM. But at the same time, it has creates incredible social good because these service core members are working with small and medium-sized enterprises in developing countries all over the world, Vietnam, some countries in Africa. So when Michael talks about corporate social investment, what he's thinking about is not just about the check writing aspect, which is a piece of it, but it's about bringing the totality of a business operation to a challenge. And oftentimes they'll come to that challenge not just from a philanthropic standpoint, but also we want to have them come to it from a business standpoint because they'll really be engaged and they'll make use of their technology, their supply chain buying power, their ability to deploy very capable people to a problem.
And they're actually making money doing good for the world, which is a fabulous model. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Let's switch gears a little bit. I want to finish on this. The keynote address at this event was from Anne-Marie Slaughter, of course, the Director of Policy Planning at the U.S. Department of State. Very gracious of her to come over here on such a busy time for her. They were about to roll out the QDDR. Could you say a few words about what she highlighted and why you think she thought it was important enough for her to come to this conference?
You know, we were really fortunate to have Dr. Slaughter come. She's really has one of the most important roles in American foreign policy and has led an important interagency effort called the QDDR, the Quadrennial Diplomacy and Development Review, and was at the point of just about to release it to the Hill and engage the Hill on this topic and took time out of a very busy schedule to do this. We were very, very appreciative. I think there were two takeaways, or there were two reasons why she came. I think one was this topic of conflict is something, as I described earlier, is something that is a central issue for policymakers. How do we mitigate conflict? How do we end conflict? How do we respond to emergencies? And a piece of this is a central piece of that is how do we leverage the private sector? How do we develop the private sector and help make sure that people are back on their feet after a conflict or a disaster? The other reason was that she cited the fact that the Obama administration's national security strategy references the word partnership over 30 times in the document. And so I think there's a very strong realization to the Obama administration's credit and to Secretary Clinton and leadership at the State Department and at AID, that partnership, partnering with the private sector, partnering with philanthropy, partnering with others, is an important approach to solving some of these intractable problems.
Dan, thanks so much for talking with me today. You can find more from the Project on Prosperity and Development at csis.org and also on iTunes U.